Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India creating robust semiconductor ecosystem to make nations self-reliant and globally competitive, asserts Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Inaugurates Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi. Citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air not required to furnish a passport as earlier. Germany rejects EU chief Ursula von der Leyen's remarks of plan to send European troops to Ukraine. Massive landslide in western Sudan wipes out entire village, killing 1,000 people and leaving only one survivor. And death toll from devastating earthquake in Afghanistan crosses 1,400. India is creating a robust semiconductor ecosystem which will make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated this while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today.
भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर्स की सक्सेस स्टोरी किसी एक वर्टिकल तक किसी एक टेक्नोलॉजी तक सीमित नहीं है। हम एक पूरा इकोसिस्टम बना रहे हैं, ऐसा इकोसिस्टम जिसमें डिजाइनिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, पैकेजिंग और हाईटेक डिवाइस यही भारत में उपलब्ध हो। हमारा सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन सिर्फ एक फैब या एक चिप निर्माण तक सीमित नहीं है। हम एक ऐसा सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम बना रहे हैं जो भारत को आत्मनिर्भर और ग्लोबली कॉम्पिटिटिव बनाए।
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर हाईलाइटेड दैट द ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर मार्केट हैज ऑलरेडी रीच्ड $600 billion एंड इन द कमिंग ईयर्स इट इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू सरपास $1 trillion. मिस्टर मोदी सेड द वर्ल्ड ट्रस्ट्स इंडिया, बिलीव्स इन इंडिया एंड द वर्ल्ड इज रेडी टू बिल्ड द सेमीकंडक्टर फ्यूचर विद इंडिया।
यहाँ दुनिया भर में सेमीकंडक्टर से जुड़े एक्सपर्ट्स हैं, 40-50 से ज्यादा देशों का यहाँ रिप्रेजेंटेशन है और भारत की इनोवेशन और यूथ पावर भी यहाँ नजर आ रही है। और ये जो कॉम्बिनेशन बना है उसका एक ही मैसेज है, द वर्ल्ड ट्रस्ट इंडिया, बिलीव इन इंडिया एंड द वर्ल्ड इज रेडी टू बिल्ड द सेमीकंडक्टर फ्यूचर विद इंडिया।
The three-day conference, which began today, will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. The citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish a passport or visa as earlier. We have a report.
Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Immigration and Foreigners Exemption Order 2025, pointing out some major exemptions from requirements related to valid passports, travel documents and visas for specific categories of individuals and carriers. A person belonging to a minority community in Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan. Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians who were compelled to seek shelter in India due to religious persecution or fear of religious persecution and entered the country on or before 31st of December 2024 without valid documents, including a passport or other travel documents, and the validity of such documents have expired, will be exempted from the rule of possessing a valid passport and visa. With Dipendra's report from Delhi, Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Thursday. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. German Defence Minister Boris Pistorius has rejected European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's suggestion of a roadmap to send European troops to Ukraine. Pistorius called her remarks premature, emphasising that the European Union has no authority over troop deployments. He stressed the importance of first engaging in negotiations with Kyiv and Moscow before discussing military involvement. A barrage of Flamingo cruise missiles newly developed by Ukraine struck a base operated by Russia's National Security and Intelligence Agency in the Crimean Peninsula. According to media reports, one soldier was killed and six hovercraft stationed at the site were damaged in the missile attack. at least 3 powerful new Flamingo cruise missiles, likely launched from Ukraine's Odessa region, crossed the western Black Sea to hit the coastal facility near the Crimean town of Aramensk. Belgium Foreign Minister Maxime Prevot today said that the country will recognize the Palestinian state at the upcoming session of the United Nations General Assembly. In a statement shared on X, Mr. Prevot stated that firm sanctions are being imposed on the Israeli government. Any anti-Semitism or glorification of terrorism by Hamas supporters will also be more strongly condemned. Belgium's decision comes after Australia, France, Canada and the UK announced that they will recognize the Palestinian state. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. In Sudan, a massive landslide in the western Darfur region flattened an entire mountain village, killing 1,000 people and leaving only one survivor. The disaster struck after days of heavy rain. The area is controlled by the Sudan Liberation Movement. The death toll from the devastating earthquake in Afghanistan has crossed 1,400, with thousands others injured. The massive earthquake of magnitude 6 struck the eastern part of the country on Sunday, with the epicenter located 27 kilometers northeast of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. The earthquake has left many homes being reduced to rubble, primarily in Kunar province, and the number of casualties is expected to rise. Relief and rescue teams are working to pull out people trapped under the rubble. In Pakistan, at least 5 militants were killed in an attack on the headquarters of a paramilitary force in restive Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. 6 policemen were injured in a subsequent gunfight. The militants stormed the federal constabulary lines in the Bannu district bordering Afghanistan after a suicide bomber rammed an explosives-laden car near its main gate. Vietnam has marked the 80th anniversary of its declaration of independence from France with a large military parade in the capital Hanoi today. Tens of thousands of people gathered in Hanoi in a strong display of nationalism in the communist-run country. Authorities showcased a wide variety of military equipment, including missiles, helicopters and fighter jets, during the celebrations at Ba Dinh Square, where revolutionary leader Ho Chi Minh declared independence from colonial rule on the 2nd of September in 1945. The External Affairs Ministry has appointed Dr. Deepak Mittal as India's next ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, a 1998 batch officer of the Indian Foreign Service. Mr. Mittal has played a pivotal role in establishing India's first formal diplomatic contact with the Taliban and in defending Indian nationals at international forums. He will succeed Sanjay Sudhir, the current ambassador to the UAE, who is set to retire this month. India remained the largest source of tourists to Sri Lanka in August, with over 46,400 Indian visitors recorded during the month. According to the Sri Lankan Tourism Development Authority, overall arrivals in August stood at 1,98,200, marking a 20.4% increase compared to the same month last year, when over 1,64,600 tourists visited the island. The strong inflow from India highlights the country's position as a key market, driving Sri Lanka's tourism growth and economic recovery. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India creating robust semiconductor ecosystem to make nations self-reliant and globally competitive, asserts Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Inaugurates Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi. Citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air not required to furnish a passport as earlier. Germany rejects EU chief Ursula von der Leyen's remarks of plan to send European troops to Ukraine. Massive landslide in western Sudan wipes out entire village, killing 1,000 people and leaving only one survivor. And death toll from devastating earthquake in Afghanistan crosses 1,400. That concludes tonight's World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.